I don't normally tack on to my homily recordings. However, I felt this week especially it was essential. We are in the midst of a great drought here in Montana, and there are currently 20 wildfires that are either burning or in kind of a mop-up state within the state of Montana, including one near the town of Jordan in Garfield County, Montana, that has covered 200,000 acres. This is an area that I'm familiar with. I spent a year there as a priest in the town of Jordan, and so I know many of the people who are involved. I ask for your prayers for moisture for our area, that we'll have good rain, that we'll have some cool weather, high humidity for a day or two. As much as we don't like the mugginess, it does help with those fires. Right now, we've had several weeks of very hot temperatures, 90s and up and upwards of 100, a very low humidity, which is normal for this Montana in the summer, and absolutely no moisture. Maybe a couple spotty showers, a couple of thunderstorms, but no actual day of rain or, you know, kind of a day of just kind of drizzly rain where we can get these fires taken care of. So please do pray for that kind of rain, that kind of moisture and the cool temperatures, so that we can have these fires be put out, because some of them are still blazing pretty much uncontained at this time. So please do pray for that. And now we go on to the homily. The second reading from St. Paul is a very short one, but it's very thick. It's very filled with meaning, filled with symbolism, filled with message for us. St. Paul is reminding us basically of how important prayer is. You know, that it's important for us to take time every day for prayer. You know, prayer is something we should do daily, just like we eat or drink every day. I would venture that most of us, if not all of us, have at least one meal a day. Some more, some less. Some eat quite a bit every day. Some don't get a lot of food. We might know people who maybe they don't get to eat every day because they're so poor they could barely afford food and drink. But we know the importance of eating every day. We know the importance of drinking enough water. And like I said, most of us, we are good at getting that. We are good at getting our daily allotments of food and water, making sure that we have enough food to eat and water to drink. Because we know the importance of food and water on the human body, what it does for our physical life. It nourishes and nurtures our physical life. If we eat the right food and drink enough water, we know that our bodies will thrive. They will do well. If we don't get enough food, we don't get enough water, we know that will affect our bodies. It will make us weak. It will make us more prone to illness. Well, I would argue that prayer is to spiritual life as food and water is to the physical life. If we don't get enough prayer, if we are not praying daily, our spiritual life becomes weak or can even die. We can have a very weak spiritual life if only thing we do is come to Mass every week, or pray once in a while when maybe we need something or things are kind of going rough. That's a very weak spiritual life if we do that. Now, some might say, well, I don't pray because I don't really know how to do it. I don't know how to pray. It's a common worry. It's a common concern. Well, St. Paul kind of answers that. He says, the Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groaning. So when we take time for prayer, we are allowing the Spirit to speak through us. Even if it's in silence, even if we can't hear it. The fact that we are taking the time for silent prayer allows the Spirit to work in our lives, to pray as we ought. So that's why it's so important for us to take time daily. Because when we daily take this time for prayer, it draws us closer to our Lord. It allows the Holy Spirit to work in our lives. And I say it's important that we take daily time for silent prayer. It's one thing to say that we should pray always, because we are called to do that. St. Paul said that we must pray always throughout our lives. So when we're working in the garden, we're out fishing, we're doing our jobs, we're sitting around the house, whatever we're doing, we should be praying. There should be prayer a part of that. But we should also take silent time where our sole focus is on prayer. Where we are doing nothing else. We are turning off the TV and the radio and everything other distraction.
We're not doing anything else. We're not working. We're not doing a recreation. We're not doing a hobby. We're just praying. And whether that is, you know, taking time in the middle of the day or just morning and evening prayers, offering up our intercessions, our needs and our concerns, or spending time in prayer, spending time reciting prayers, we need to do that. To help us with these prayers, fortunately, we have tools. You know, of course, you know, a handyman or an engineer or a gardener, you have your tools that are for that job, for that work that you're going to do. Well, we have tools for the work of prayer, because prayer is a work that we do. We have these devotional tools. One of the greatest things that we could do to aid our prayer is to study the Scriptures, is to spend time in the Scriptures. And the best way that we can spend time in the Scriptures is by looking at the readings for the Mass of the day. Now, as I do the bulletin, I put in the daily reading. So every day you can look and see what passages are going to be read at Mass that day. If you don't have one of the devotional books like Magnificat or Word Among Us or something like that, something where the Scriptures are given day after day, you can take your Bible, any translation of the Bible, and use those passages to read the same readings. Now, it might not be word for word the same because it's a different translation, but you will still read the same passage. You will still receive the same message from our Lord. And that's an opportunity for us in prayer to reflect on the Scriptures, to take those readings and to pray over them, to think about them, to study them, to reflect on them, to ask God to send His Word to us through His Scriptures. And of course, we have the devotions that we can do as well. We can do Rosary, Divine Mercy Chaplet, and so on, litanies, all these things that we have that are devotional items that help lead us deeper in prayer. One of the greatest devotions that we have is a very simple prayer. It's a very simple, but it's a very ancient prayer called the Jesus Prayer. And it goes very simply, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You just repeat that slowly, prayerfully. You almost breathe it. You just repeat it, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Just repeat it over and over. Just slowly repeating it, reflecting on those words, reflecting on that need for mercy, asking God for that mercy. And of course, Jesus will give it to us. Prayer is important because it is through prayer that we come to truly understand and enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is through prayer that Jesus reveals to us the kingdom of heaven. Now, he spoke in parables quite a bit. And of course, we've got three parables in our gospel today. It is through prayer that we come to better understand the meaning of those parables. You know, through prayer we can figure out, we can come to understand, that's probably a better way to put that, come to understand what we need to do to be the wheat in the field, not the weeds. To be the good fruit, to be the children of the kingdom, not the children of the evil one. Through prayer, we can see our mustard seed of faith grow, that little tiny seed growing into a large plant, that little tiny bit of faith we have growing into a large faith. And then, of course, through prayer, we receive the strength that we need to be the leaven of faith in the world today, which is so much needed in our world today. And finally, and probably the most importantly, through prayer, we receive the grace to desire the kingdom of heaven, to desire to enter into that salvation that our Lord promises us. I hope you see why I say that prayer is just as important as eating and drinking every day. That prayer is as essential for our spiritual life, daily prayer is as essential for our spiritual life as food and drink, daily food and drink is for our physical life. Because it is something that feeds us, it nourishes us, it helps us to grow, it helps our spiritual life to thrive, just as food and drink cause our physical life to thrive. So may we take that time every day for silent daily prayer. May we take that time to allow the Holy Spirit to work in our lives so that we may truly enter into that kingdom of heaven which our Lord has promised us.